Lenders filed 1,135 foreclosure petitions in Massachusetts in October, a 17.6 increase compared with the 965 filed in October 2014, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. Hello, I'm Ian Murphy, and with me is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren Jr. Tim, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Ian.
So foreclosures are continuing to rise, Tim. Last month, we get to the bottom of these increases with a little help from our friends at the Mass Division of Banks. Major national lenders are finally comfortable with the new legal landscape in Massachusetts and have started unclogging their pipelines. So October was another month of double-digit increases. This is now the 20th consecutive month of double-digit year-to-year over increases. And year-to-date, there's been a 50.9% increase in foreclosure activity over the first 10 months of 2014. Is there any way to gauge when something like this might end?
Well, I don't think we have a clear idea of how many of these delinquent mortgages are still outstanding, and we just can't predict how much longer it's going to go on. But my guess is that it's probably something that will continue for the next, well into next year. We haven't seen over 20 months, it's been going up and up and up. We haven't seen any signs that it's weakening. So I think we should assume that 2016 is going to be something similar.
So our data shows that the western part of the state, Berkshire, Franklin, Hampshire, Hamden, and to some extent also Worcester, County are above the state average year to date for increases in foreclosure activity, where the counties around Boston are below the state average. Why might Western Mass be seeing more foreclosures, not number of foreclosures, but a greater growth in the number of foreclosures?
Well, it's hard to say why the jump in foreclosure starts is bigger in the western half of the state. It's clearly a trend, and I think the reason must lie in the difference in the economy of the two regions. The recession and the crash in the real estate market probably hit Worcester County and the counties west with more force. And recovery is probably slower, and job growth is probably lags behind what we see in Greater Boston. The median price of a single family home in Worcester County so far this year is $242,000. Compared with a statewide median of $340,000. Hampshire County is about the same, while the medians in Berkshire and Hamden counties are even lower at $185,000 and $180,000 respectively. Economic opportunity is not spread evenly throughout the state.
Another number that jumped out is a 20% increase in foreclosure auctions in October 2015 compared to the same month in the previous year, 2014. Is this just the result of more foreclosures moving through the process, or should we be looking at lenders and borrowers who aren't able to come to an agreement to stave off a foreclosure?
Yes, more auctions are getting scheduled. The 787 we saw scheduled in October is 20% higher than last October, but it's 43% increase from the September auction totals. I think it is just another indication of foreclosures moving through the pipeline more efficiently. More foreclosure starts leads to more auctions and eventually to more foreclosure deeds. I suspect that we are seeing the toughest cases coming through now. Loan modifications or short sales are not likely to solve these delinquent mortgages, and so they're coming all the way to the auction and then to a foreclosure deed.
So you mentioned deeds. Actually, a rare negative number in the foreclosure numbers. We actually saw that foreclosure deeds recorded at the registry dipped by 11.6%. Is this tied to the hot real estate market in the Commonwealth?
No, I don't think so. I think the dip in foreclosure deeds is just an aberration in the data. Last October, we saw 423 foreclosure deeds. And that was the highest of any month by a wide margin last year. The 374 that we saw in October this year is higher than what we saw in September. So I don't think that we're anywhere close to a downward trend in the foreclosure deeds. As more foreclosures get started, we will see more of them completed. From start to finish, a foreclosure takes a year or more. So this will go right through 2016 for foreclosure deeds.
Thank you for joining me, Tim, and thank you to all of you for listening. If you'd like more information on how the Warren Group's real estate and banking data might help your business or publication, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.